Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Are you a grumbler or are you grateful? Last Saturday, we drove up to our favorite beach in Santa Barbara, California. The journey from the 126 to the 101 was spectacular. The weather was perfect. We immediately found a great parking spot. The wait time for a table at our favorite restaurant right on the beach was not long, and so we decided to kick off the flip-flops and take a stroll on the sand. It was picture perfect. A few minutes later, though, we walked past a rather miserable looking woman wearing a t-shirt that read, "Everything is terrible." Not only had her demeanor likely driven her wardrobe decision that morning, but over the years, it must have rubbed off on her mutt. Her little dog was a nasty, yappy kind of breed that no one dares to pet. She marched off down the beach in solitude, leaving big holes where her boots trod. This set me thinking about the workplace. Why is it some people choose the "I am miserable" approach to life and some just don't? Why do some colleagues see the glass as half empty and others see it as half full? Why are some employees always suspicious and second-guessing management, while others exhibit a peace that passes all understanding? I don't know what was going on with the woman on the beach. Everything may have been terrible, but I'm not sure of the benefit of proclaiming this personal perception to everyone she came into contact with on that beautiful Saturday morning. I'm no psychologist, but by telling yourself over and over again that everything is terrible, I wonder if it makes you feel better. I just don't think it does. I actually believe that such a mindset becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Quote, "As a person thinks in their heart, so are they," end quote, a wiser person than me once wrote. I generally notice two types of people in the workplace, regardless of rank or role: the grumbler and the grateful. The former is never satisfied. The latter is always good with what they've got. The grumbler has a scarcity mindset, whereas the grateful think abundantly. The former will grudgingly comply with the bare minimum of the job description, whereas the latter is always looking for ways to go the extra mile. Like a pebble in a pond, I've often wondered which of these two make the best spouse, partner, friend, family member, or neighbour. I'd much rather be married to, be in business with, be a friend of, a family member of, or live next door to a grateful than a grumbler. From my experience, the grateful lead better, they serve better, and collaborate better. Conversely, the grumbler needs to be cajoled, appeased, and comforted. Whereas the grateful come up with ideas and solutions, the grumbler sees issues and problems. Thinking back to the lady on the beach, how can everything be terrible? I mean, we're both living in the United States, the largest economy in the world, and one of the most prosperous per capita. We're both living in California, which, if it was its own country, would be the ninth largest economy in the world. We're both on a beach in Santa Barbara sunshine in the month of January. Hello? As we head into 2022, I'm sure there are challenges ahead for us as a country, a state, a county, and of course, individually. But as the late Dr. Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, wrote, quote, "It's not what happens to us, it's our chosen response to what happens to us that makes all the difference," end quote. And I concur with Covey. We each have so much to be grateful for. Let's not be grumblers, be it on the beach or in the workplace. We all have our down days. There is indeed a season to mourn, but we have to be careful to ensure that our temporal sadness doesn't become our life soundtrack. Just as our loved ones deserve our best, so do our customers and our colleagues.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.